John S. Doyle is here again with what it says in the papers.
The Irish Times reports that the government would put a time limit on a commission of investigation into the abuse of children in schools in order to expedite a redress package for survivors under plans being considered by the coalition. The Irish Examiner reports that the body that represents the Catholic education community, the Catholic Education Partnership, has committed itself to fully cooperating with the Commission of Inquiry. This news came, the paper says, just hours after the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, confirmed that detectives are investigating whether there were coordinated paedophile rings involved in the abuse. The Irish Independent says a Garda source has warned that time is running out to prosecute alleged school abusers. There are concerns over the advanced age of many of them, while many more are dead. The paper says it is understood that in the past year, one alleged abuser, who was in the Spiritan Order, died after Gardaí received a direction from the Director of Public Prosecutions that he could be charged with a number of offences. The appointment of Michel Barnier as Prime Minister of France was greeted with warm approval in Dublin, which regards him as a firm ally after his period as chief Brexit negotiator, according to the Times. A great friend of Ireland, his Irish counterpart Simon Harris's description of him gives The Independent its headline. Reporting on Pope Francis's visit to Indonesia, the Examiner says that the Pope and the Grand Imam of Southeast Asia's largest mosque, Istiqlal in Jakarta, have vowed to fight religiously inspired violence and protect the environment. Meanwhile, Cork City is becoming a no-go area for international students. That's the view of the head of UCC's Indian alumni community, quoted in the Examiner, after a number of racially motivated incidents. In the latest, Michelle McGlynn writes, an Indian student had a rope put around his neck in an attempt to choke him on St. Patrick's Street. The Irish Sun leads with a woman in her 60s who was rushed to hospital after she was set upon and viciously attacked by two dogs at a home in Dunleary. The Irish Daily Mail and the Irish Daily Star report that British police will be in Dublin to check CCTV for far-right English hooligans here to cause trouble at the Ireland-England soccer match. A battalion of police, according to the Mail, which speaks of a ring of steel around the capital. There is much about cycling. In The Independent, Dara Nolan talks to Neil Fox, whose sister Donna died 8 years ago today, when she, on her bicycle, was hit by a truck at the junction between Seville Place and Guild Street in the centre of Dublin. In The Times, Jack White writes about Colm Stevens of Trinity College's School of Physics, a daily commuter by bike. 25,000 bicycles have been reported as stolen since 2019, the paper reports, and his was one of them. He said, I was perhaps naive, leaving a €3,000 bike locked outside a building under a CCTV camera. And then, of course, there is the famous Leinster House bike shed, or shelter as some prefer to call it, which cost €336,000. Brenda Power in the Mail wonders who signed off on this structure. Justine McCarthy in the Times says it is a parable for all that Ireland does badly. There have been many letters to the papers on the subject this week, 14 today in the Times. Brendan Tracy of Drumree, County Meath, calculates that between TDs, senators and staff, there are 870 people working in the houses of the Oireachtas. It says much about our politicians' view of the climate crisis, he writes, that catering for 18 bicycles is deemed sufficient for the above numbers.
John Estowell.